contact Drew at 712-898-8987 today if you're interested in joining the Northwest Iowa Outdoors team.
Well, when I say when you gotta go, you gotta go.
Outdoors with John is on the air. This is the Hunting, Camping, and Fishing Show, presented by Northwest Iowa Outdoors, the region's number one outdoor entertainment multimedia outlet. Live from the KSCJ studios in Sioux City, the phone lines are wide open. Call 239-2101 right now with your questions or comments.
Boy, that was the quickest show ever there, Scott.
Yeah, I messed up on that.
Oh, that's all right. You know, hell, we'll just run it to commercial and we'll go fishing. Well, speaking of fishing, I should mention our sponsors, but I do got a fishing report this weekend. The show is brought to us by the City of Kingsley, Small Town Sportsman in Kingsley, Dirt Road Design and Screen Printing in Kingsley, The Shooting Shop in Anthon, Iowa, the Plymouth County Conservation Board, Skyline Lodge in Pearl Falls, Ontario, Iowa Great Lakes Outdoors in Milford, Iowa, Stan's Bait Shop in Milford, Oak Hill Marina in Arnold's Park, Iowa, and Midwestern Land and Auction in Mapleton. And I did have a fishing report. I lost it. Oh, there we go. Well, it's kind of hot and crappy out, so, you know, not a lot of fishing activity. Catfish is eating up, though. Up at Clear Lake, the catfishing has been pretty good there. They're drifting the rock reefs using night crawlers, and they're catching yellow bass there in Clear Lake in 4 to 6 foot of water along the edges of the vegetation, and they're using a small piece of night crawler or a leech. Catfishing has been fair at Blackhawk Lake, and there they are using a minnow on a small jig under a bobber, and they're floating it near the bottom along the stone piers along Ice House Point. Bass fishing has been good all along the shoreline, along the weed lines there at Blackhawk Lake too, using traditional baits, crankbaits and things like that. Silver Lake in Dickinson County, the walleye fishing has been pretty good. They're slow fishing with a jig and minnow, or they're using twister tails on a real light jig head, keeping it up in the water column a little bit. The best walleye fishing there on Silver Lake has been right after dark. Silver Lake in Palo Alto County, the bullhead fishing has been really good there, and they're catching a lot of jumbo-sized fish. Lost Island Lake in Palo Alto County, the walleye fishing has been fair there, and they're catching a lot of fish there, a lot of walleyes there from 14 to 18 inches. So nothing real huge, but just that nice, good eater size. Trumbull Lake in Clay County has been showing some excellent pike fishing, and the guys there are casting spoons at the spillway or any calm areas around the lake where they can find it. So it depends on how the wind's blowing. You just cruise the lake, get over to the calm side and cast spoons, or just, I don't know, pull up to the spillway and fish. I remember one time years ago, Dad and I were fishing there on the spillway on Trumbull, and we were catching quite a few pike. Well, there's this other guy that was there beside us that we didn't have any idea who he was, but you know, he was probably 5 or 6 fish over his limit by then. Well, the game warden came down, and he had his civilian coat on, and he was talking to Dad and I about the fishing, you know, and it's like, yeah. Well, he sat there, and he watched this guy catch like 6 or 7 over his limit and throw him in a bucket there. And he just kind of watched him, and after a while, the game warden said to Dad, he goes, well, I just as well go to work. So he took his coat off and turned to the guy and wrote him a ticket, dumped the fish back, took his fishing pole, and, you know, headed out. And that guy was, God, he was peeved. He's just like yelling at my dad. He's like, ooh, ooh, thanks a lot, buddy. And Dad's like, well, I ain't your buddy. You know, it ain't my business how many fish you think you can catch with a game warden standing right there. But anyway, that was good for that guy. I still remember that. And, all the rest of my years, I made sure I didn't take too many Northerns with a game warden standing right there. I suppose I should have learned the lesson of not over harvesting. Anyway, hey, if anybody else has got a cool story like that, or even not so cool story, and they want to just participate in the show, call in to 239-2101 and tell us a good story, and we'll get you entered into our 2019 Heritage Rough Rider Revolver giveaway. We're giving away a brand new one in December, And also, we're going to have a random drawing for a mold entrance for a brick of 22 long rifle ammo, and also a custom duck called made by J&R's Custom Woodworking in Bronson, Iowa. Stuff going on around the area here. Well, it looks like we do got a caller. Let's take that. Good morning,
hey,
Don.
Good morning, John. How are you?
Pretty good.
It's kind of a funny story, but then again, it wasn't funny at the time. Every year we used to go up in northern Wisconsin fishing. We have relatives up there.
Yeah.
We did have. And my dad, we would always stop at the St. Croix shop in Park Falls. You've heard of St. Croix, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, money was tight in those days, but the last year or so we went up there, my dad went in and bought a gold-tipped rod.
Ooh.
Yeah. So we're home in the early fall, and we're fishing below the dam there in Manchester. My dad was on the retaining wall that separates the water from the electric hydro plant, and I was over in the rocks just trying to catch some bass or crappies. Anyway, he had some catfish bait on, and sure enough, he set his rod down to take a leak, and there it goes. And he was a pretty good swimmer. He actually went in the water and tried to get the darn thing.
Did he get it back?
No.
Really?
But he was just sick.
Well, yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
I was, when you mentioned the gold tip, I was thinking you were going to go with the car trunk story that we all seem to have one of.
Yeah. That's another funny hunting when we're out. We always hunted my cousin's farm, and we were walking a slough one day, six or eight of us, and my cousin says, "Wait a minute, guys, let's stop. I got to take a leak." And sure enough, as soon as he got his fly open, a bird got up right at his feet. And he wet his pants.
Did he get the bird?
No.
Well, it'd be worth it if you'd get the bird.
Yeah. There's a couple of God. You think back on some of those. Remember these? They're really funny. Well, you guys stay cool.
Well, we're going to try to.
Yeah, you're right. About the only thing that bites this time of year is catfish.
Mosquitoes, gnats.
Yeah. My God, talk about mosquitoes. You go up north there, and they're big enough to carry you away.
Yeah. It's kind of amazing how big that some of them.
Flies.
Oh, there's a special place in hell for those things.
Oh, yeah. We always had to have one day we would go out with the wives and the girls, and go out in the timber and pick red raspberries because my aunt would make raspberry jelly.
Mm.
My mom was picking red raspberries off this bush, and she let out a scream, and there on the other side of the bush was a cub bear eating the raspberries off the same bush.
Yeah, that could go wrong in a hurry.
Oh, yeah, my cousin got stung in the eye by a deer fly, and you'd think somebody would have punched her, but... All right, I'll quit bugging you guys and let you get back to the show.
All right, hey, stick on the line, and Scott will get your info there if he hadn't already gotten it from you.
Oh,
so,
okay.
All right, thank you. Let's see. Other stuff coming up. Today in Kingsley, Iowa, the Kingsley Fire Department is hosting a four-person best ball golf tournament. It's an 8 a.m. check-in, so you still got plenty of time to round up your gear, round up your golfers, and head to Kingsley, and it's going to be at the Brookside Golf Course, and they're going to have another one there at Brookside there in Kingsley on Saturday, August 3rd. So if you miss the one today, you can always take part in the one on August 3rd. Also August 3rd in Kingsley, the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus will be in town, and they're going to have two shows available. The tickets are $12 for adults, $7 for children from ages 2 to 12, and seniors 65 and up also can get in for $7. To get a ticket ahead of time, you can go to cmcircus.com, or you can call Keith Bowley Financial right there in downtown Kingsley at 712-378-2525, or just stop in and see Keith there in Kingsley, and he'll be able to get you fixed up, and he can also give you some more details on the circus. So... an update on the South Dakota Nest Predator Program. There's a little over a month left, and they had a goal of cleaning up 50,000 critters, Well, they've got 12,707 left to go, and I don't think they're going to make it. But anyway, the South Dakota Game and Parks were paying $10 bounty on tails turned in from raccoons, striped skunks, badgers, possums, and red fox. And the idea there is to get these nest predators down, numbers down, so it would increase the pheasant population throughout the state. And with fur prices being depressed, you know, nobody really traps for the money. It's just your recreational trappers anymore, and they're just not keeping them cleaned up. But anyway, as of now, there have been 29,000 raccoons, 4,800 striped skunks, 288 badgers, 2,900 possums, and 332 red fox turned in for the $10 bounty. Right across the river here in Union County, their total is sitting at 276 is all. It includes 215 raccoons, 16 striped skunks, and in the last couple weeks, the first person turned in the badger there from Union County, 42 possums, and two red fox, and those are the first two red fox. So 12,707 left to go in a little over a month. I don't think they're going to get there. They're going to have some extra money in that in the coffers. So maybe they'll do it again next year. I don't know how they're going to it'll be interesting to see how they study this to see if it was effective, because there's so much that affects, like, the pheasant population in the spring. Obviously, weather conditions got to be right, nesting to have successful nest. Winter survival has got to be good, you know, to start with. And it's going to be interesting this fall to see whether or not this made a difference, because out of the, 37,000 critters that they've whacked, a lot of them were nursing younger stuff at the time, so they really don't know exactly how many that did affect. But I don't know. And it's supposed to, roadkills weren't supposed to be involved in this, but it was kind of weird because I had an appointment, doctor's appointment up in Sioux Falls a couple weeks ago, or 3-4 weeks ago, and it was kind of weird. I saw three raccoons on the interstate on the way up there, and none of them had tails. So, I don't know. I suppose.
Anything else missing?
No, just the tails. So it's like, you know, some redneck seen that on the highway, and it's like they pull over and snip the tail off and head for the courthouse to get their $10 bounty. But I mean, you got to sign an affidavit saying that you had trapped these things legally and you weren't using roadkills, and I don't know. But I tell you what, for them to turn in 37,000 plus, they're not all just picking up roadkill, I guarantee you that. There's no way you'd come up with that number. Well, it looks like we're ready. We probably should take our break. Last week we talked about seal hunting a little bit, and we'll talk about that a little bit more unless somebody else wants to call in and give us a good story.
Yeah, but hey, we better get the trivia question.
Yeah, we'll throw it out there, and then we'll go to break. Up for grabs is we've got the highly coveted Second Amendment copper coin and a piece of Cajun style alligator jerky.
Yum.
So, yeah. I was trying to find some seal jerky or something like that to give away, but if I was in Canada, I'd be able to get all kinds of it, but I can't get it here unless I lied to them and said I'm like an Eskimo or an Inuit or something. Then I could have gotten some.
Tastes like chicken.
But so maybe I'll get what's her name, Elizabeth Warren. Maybe I can get her to get me some. She's Native American, right?
That's what she says.
Right.
Yeah.
Anyway, our question is, true or false, oil extracted from seal blubber is used to make ice cream?
True. Yeah, true or false. Yeah, 239-2101. Hey, we've got to take a break. We'll be right back. 1360-949 KSCJ.
Hey, it's getting hot outside. Looking for a cool place to work? Wells Enterprises, makers of Blue Bunny Ice Cream, is hiring for ammonia and maintenance techs, freezer and machine operators, and supervisors. Even cooler, technicians qualify for a $3,000 sign-on bonus, and supervisors qualify for $5,000. Come see us for a cool new job and stay for a sweet career. Apply at WellsCareers.com or visit our Sioux City office. And be sure to like us on Facebook at Wells Careers.
Wells is an equal opportunity affirmative action employer. Females, minorities, veterans, and individuals with disabilities are encouraged to apply. Pre-employment drug screen, physical, and background check required.
The fight
for the cure of FOP, fibrodysplasia ossificans progressiva, is an ongoing fight. 13-year-old Lincoln Wheelock lives with FOP and invites you to join in the fight. His annual Lincoln's Legacy fundraiser is August 2nd at 5 o'clock at Sunnybrook Church. All proceeds go directly to the research of FOP in hopes that the future won't steal the full mobility of those living with this cruel disease, like Lincoln. Support research by joining us for dinner and prizes on August 2nd at Sunnybrook Church. Dinner tickets are available in advance at Wheelock & Associates Dentistry on Morningside Avenue.
Live at Blackbird Bet Casino, Saturday, August 3rd, the unique sound of Rarer. With a love of performing live, Rare Earth is back on tour, playing all their million-selling classics. I'm losing you. Don't miss Rare Earth live in concert, August 3rd at 8 p.m. at Blackbird Bend Casino. Tickets on sale now at blackbirdbend.com. Get free play with each ticket purchase. Must be 21 or older to attend.
Hi, this is Jesse with Satellite Central, your local Dish Premier retailer. Are you frustrated not getting all the channels you pay for with your current satellite TV provider? We have a solution for you at Satellite Central. America's Top 120 is only $59.99 a month for 2 full years, and this package includes all Sioux City local stations. Call 293-DISH or stop by Satellite Central at 1711 Hamilton Boulevard today. We appreciate you shopping local.
All offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, and early termination fee with e-autopay. Offer ends 11/13/19. Call for details.
Big John. Big John.
Well, we're still waiting for an answer for that extremely odd trivia question. 239-2101. True or false? Oil extracted from seal blubber is used to make ice cream. And we want to know if that's true or false.
I wonder if Wells will ever make like a clubbed baby seal ice cream, with like little red gummy seals in it or something.
I don't know. That seems more like a Ben and Jerry's type thing, you know.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, I guess that would be kind of crazy. But also seal oil, they extract the blubber from, they take the blubber and they refine it and they extract the oil out of it. And then the seal oil is used as a fish oil supplement. So, like, if you see it in Walmart and the nutrition stores, look on the back of that container and where it says, like, it's made out of fish and other, you know, they might have some clause like other aquatic critters. Chances are that's a seal. In eastern Canada, they make a meat pie from the harp seal flippers. And oddly enough, they call it flipper pie. And it's similar to a pot pie in that the seal flippers are cooked with vegetables in a thick sauce and then covered with pastry, which, I don't know, that seems like that would, I don't know, the seal flipper. I mean, that just seems to me like that'd be pretty tough. And probably be about like eating the beaver tail, you know, the American beaver. People eat the tail on that. It's kind of a delicacy. But, boy, I don't know if I would try that or not. I think I'd try the flipper pie. Anyway, and we had a few calls there, Scott. One of them had to get the right answer this time.
Yeah,
anyway.
Got a winner, one of the best names ever, Andy Gunn, correctly identified true.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. It's Eskimo ice cream. They call it, I pronounced that right, Akutak, A-K-U-T-A-Q. And it's made by using a concoction of reindeer fat, seal oil, freshly fallen snow or water, fresh berries, and sometimes ground fish.
Yum.
Wow. You know what I mean? I think this is the kind of a thing that you come up with when there's nothing else to eat but a seal. And it's like, you know, hey, let's do this. Let's do that. And it's like, whoa, that's really good. Well, not so much. But I don't know. Different parts of the world, they eat different things and enjoy it. But I don't know. Maybe it's good. I don't know. Maybe for an episode of No Stone Unturned, we can get Michelle to go up to Canada during seal season, whack a seal, and make some Akutak, and then also maybe make some flipper pie. Give that a try. Sounds good. Now they take the flippers off the seal and make a pot pie out of it in Canada.
Well, that really sounds weird.
I know. I would think it'd be kind of gristly. I don't know. I've never had a flipper. Never had a seal flipper before. I don't know. You barbecue it too, I suppose. I don't know. I suppose it tastes a lot like chicken.
Yeah.
Anyway, the whole seal thing, you know, it got kind of out of control in the 60s and 70s, you know, with all the protesters, and you just didn't seem to see that anymore. But, here this last past season, what caught my eye about this, there was a story where there was some protesters had approached a sealing ship. And when they got caught, when they got close, the SEAL ship rammed the boat full of protesters and started throwing SEAL guts on them to try to, you know, get them out of there. And I would imagine that would be a good way to get rid of a protester, ram their boat and then throw guts on them. I would think I would leave. But anyway, they use the meat. I mean, they eat every bit of the SEAL. I mean, it's not as popular as it used to be. And the reason why they hunt them now, number one, they let the natives in, in Canada, they don't call them Native Americans. I think they call them First Nations. But they're indigenous people there. It's the same ones that are through Alaska, like your Eskimos and Inuit and those people. They still allow them to do this. But they're on a quota. And the reason why they still allow the seal hunting is basically to protect the fishing industry, because the seals, when they get overpopulated, they just decimate the fish population, which makes it difficult. Now, as far as like the coats, the seal fur coats used to be the rage. I mean, all of the Hollywood elites had them, you know, it's like mink coats, you know, at a time were a sign of incredible wealth and status and all that. But now anymore, it's like, oh my God, you're the Antichrist if you got a piece of a dead seal anywhere near you, you know. Or a lot of the seal meat goes to China, and they put it in the dog food. So the protesters laying there screaming, "You're a horrible bastard because you're wearing a piece of a dead seal." But then go home and then feed some of that same dead seal to Fifi, you know, whatever. But anyway, the problem with them is the white seals on the white ice, and then the red blood. It really, and then they smash them when they go up there. They hunt them. They're hunted at age, they're only 12 to 15 days old when they hunt the seals. And the mothers crawl up on the sheet ice, give birth, and then they slide off into the ocean, you know, when danger approaches. It's like, well, leave the little seal up there to fend for himself. But the problem is the seal, they can't fend for themselves because they're not even weaned yet. Canada did change their laws where they cannot harvest the seal until after they've shed their white coats, because they're born white, and then after about 12 weeks old, then they'll turn to a brown or a blackish. And actually, as far as clubbing them in the head, very few of them are harvested that way. Like 90% of them are shot, and then they just shoot them from the boat and then go pick them up. So I don't know, is it any more inhumane to whack them when they're before they're weaned, or whack them after they're weaned? I don't know. All I know is it's an important resource for those people up there, and it also, hunting the seals actually serves a very useful purpose, and not just, hey, look at these sadistic bastards that want to club a baby seal.
It's the circle of life.
Well, it really kind of is, and, not very many countries are still allowing seal hunting. United States, above the Arctic Circle, Namibia in South Africa, and they go down to the South Pole and whack seals there. Iceland, Norway, Finland, Sweden, one region of Denmark, and Russia. And the only country that still allows the import of seal furs and stuff is China. So import of seal furs to the U.S. and meat is banned. You can still trade seal products in Canada, but getting something to the United States from Canada is still banned. And I never thought about that when we were up there fishing a couple weeks ago in Canada. We should have went to the restaurant and got some flipper pie and tried it.
Well, when you gotta go, you gotta go.